Eye on the Hill 2022. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Utah's election leaders say the state's elections are safe despite frequent calls for more security.
KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres recently took a tour of Weber County's vote center to find out exactly what voting security looks like from start to finish.
Lindsay has part one now of our series, Follow the Ballot.
When your ballot leaves your kitchen table, perhaps the biggest security check is your mail-in ballot envelope. It has a unique code on it.
That is unique not just to that voter and not just to this election, but to this exact envelope and ballot.
Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch says those numbers are never made public and they're virtually impossible to recreate or guess.
Let's say I just changed the last digit on here hoping that I could, maybe my neighbor's not going to vote. Problem is, you've got to match the signature.
So when your friend's cousin says they got sent 10 ballots,
they would all have different numbers and only one of those is going to get through.
When you take your ballot to a mailbox or drop box, there's security there too.
One of our key rules is always two people. Never have the ballots handled by any one person.
Poll workers pick up at random times in red and blue duffel bags that can fit about 2,000 ballots. They seal those bags with an orange zip tie that has a unique number on it. That number matches the number on a form that can only be accessed from inside that sealed bag.
And that ensures that the bag hasn't been tampered with and the ballots haven't been added to or taken from.
There's also logs at every step. But before you even get a ballot, more security. When you register to vote, county clerks know exactly who they're sending ballots to.
First of all, they check for duplicate registration, so they check to see if you are already registered in the state. And in Utah, we have a statewide voter registration database, which allows us to make sure that people don't get registered to vote more than once.
That's Utah's Director of Elections, Ryan Cowley, who says clerks aren't just blanketing Utah with mail-in ballots.
We hear the term universal vote by mail. I think that's a little bit of a misnomer in Utah because it is two specific people that are active voters. So if we get something returned back undeliverable, if they are on that NCOA list, if they don't vote in a couple of elections, they are made inactive.
That NCOA list is the National Change of Address database. It's checked quarterly. Plus, changing your address with Utah's DMV notifies your local voting clerk. If you move out of state, Utah also checks a multi-state system monthly, and they're notified of dead voters through the Department of Vital Statistics weekly.
These are things that keep us up at night. And when we talk about people being able to vote twice, to register at places where they don't live,
Cowley says they're just as concerned about security as anybody else.
And so we're always looking for ways that we can tighten things up, make things better, make it more secure, and of course, transparent at the same time.
Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
Holy cow. Yeah. Everyone needs to hear that. Everyone.
I had no idea.
Me neither.
My guess is most of our listeners didn't either. But there's even more to the story, so you're going to want to join us tomorrow for part two of our Follow the Ballot series, where Lindsay looks at what security looks like during tabulation and how Utah audits election. Just fascinating.
Eye on the Hill 2022. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Utahns can rest assured this mail-in ballots, your mail-in ballots, are safe from the time they're dropped off to when they're tabulated.
KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres got a first-hand look at the process at Weber County's Vote Center and has part two of our series, Follow the Ballot.
When county clerks first receive your ballot, it's scanned.
The system is set up so that voting twice is virtually impossible. I'm not even sure how you would be able to do it.
They check a unique number that's on the envelope, and they verify your signature. Weber County's clerk, Ricky Hatch, says ballots go through a sorting machine separated into numbered batches.
And only after all of those checks are met do we actually open the envelope and extract the ballot.
Face down for extra security, and physical copies are logged and stored under lock and key for 22 months. Now onto the machine that reads the votes.
This machine is connected to nothing except the power. There's no Wi-Fi connection. There's no Ethernet connection. There's no modem.
This is all done in teams of two poll workers.
The process is also filmed. And they place the ballots into this hopper at the top. It comes up and the rollers suck it through. It curves down.
The scanner kicks out any ballots it can't decipher to be set aside for a separate process where two humans decide the voter's intent.
Finally, we do a final reconciliation to make sure that the totals that this machine says equals the totals that are on this batch reconciliation sheet.
But that's not the machine that tallies the votes. That's a separate computer, also not connected to the outside world.
Within a locked room, inside a locked office, inside a locked building.
The votes get put on a special encrypted flash drive made specifically by the manufacturer of the scanning machine.
If we tried to upload a flash drive that wasn't pre-programmed for this election, it would kick it out.
But how do they know all those machines are counting correctly? State law requires three audits of Utah's elections. First, pre-election, they test all those machines.
That's done in a public meeting that's publicly noticed. The public's able to attend that. And that's really the first check that's important.
That's Utah's Director of Elections, Ryan Cowley. Another audit checks a sample of signatures, and post-election, the Lieutenant Governor's office picks a 1% sample size of ballots. The clerks will check that those were counted right.
They'll compare it to see, okay, this is what it looked like. This is how the machine read it. Is that accurate?
Hatch checked with at least 10 counties over the past 10 years, and only one had a minor discrepancy that was corrected before the results were certified. He and Cowley both agree Utahns don't need to worry. Their votes won't count.
To be able to cheat the system, those are things that keep us up at night, and we are just as concerned, if not more concerned, than just about anybody out in the public.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Bravo, bravo, bravo.
It does sound like they thought of everything, doesn't it?
Yes. Bravo to the people behind this voting system and to Lindsay for bringing us this report.
Yeah, it does make me wonder how we compare to other states and whether they go through all of that entire process. That'd be fascinating to hear at another point, too.
Boy, if they don't, they should follow. I can't imagine that this isn't just the most efficient, secure way of doing this that I've ever heard of.